This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The latest details show a deadlier jetliner disaster in South Korea. The nation's National Fire Agency says more than 80 people are dead. Two others rescued of the more than 170 people aboard that Jeju Air Boeing 737. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says the jetliner's landing gear had a problem. Video shows the jetliner skidding off a runway, hitting a wall, bursting into flames. It happened at an airport in southern South Korea. Tornado and straight-line wind destruction south of Houston, with roofs torn off, power and water out in Alvin and Hillcrest, Texas. Damage also in Galveston County.
Trailer homes have been completely destroyed. Many people are without power, which means that they are without running water.
Mayor Dan Davis of nearby Manville, Texas. Three firefighters hurt, as well as 12 people riding a train that crashed into a fire truck at a crossing in Delray Beach, Florida. This is ABC News. Boston officials say crime is at its lowest point in decades.
Overall incidents of gunfire in the city have declined 14% this year and are down 37% when compared to a five-year average. This was the lowest year of incidents of gunfire in the city since 2011, when we began reliably tracking the statistics.
Police Commissioner Michael Cox with new crime statistics out. City officials touting the establishment of violence prevention workshops for city agencies 2 years ago as one factor. A near New Year's tradition in New York's Times Square, crowds gathering in the square for Good Riddance Day, writing the things they plan to leave behind this year on chalkboards and then erasing them.
Ooh, hormonal and menopausal belly weights.
Bed bugs, I'm saying goodbye to those. That was like a month and a half. I'm saying goodbye to loud neighbors.
What are you getting rid of? Laziness. It's time to lock in.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Peanuts theme song.
Oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes,
on the Devil's Radio.
Yes.
Sync Radio, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Happen here next. Daddy, daddy, daddy.
We're together for a special three-hour tour of the After Hours. If you're just joining us, you joined at the right time. Two in a row, a Max Inc. Radio double dip of the Jimmys. And if you follow along with us, then you know that they are living their virtual best life as the Jimmys get out of the snow and tour around down south. They're back north at the West Bend Theater on 110 and then back to home base on 2-6 in New Glarus, or catch them with Pan Chromatic Steel on 214. The official Jimmy tracker in the After Hours of Max Inc. Radio is brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group. That's powered by Compass, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com. Let's play some Panchromatic Steel now on Max Inc. Radio.
You're talking about epistemology as the theory of knowledge.
Speaking, justification for believing something is a knowledge is what the smallest proposition words of knowledge issues from this knowledge by reflection.
Basis is more principles.
Panchromatic Steel with the Red Door and the Jimmy's live on 214 at the High Noon Saloon. If you like that, you're going to love the Magic Conch. This is the Fig Newton on Max Inc. Radio.
yourself. Those hard words you use, they are not the truth, babe. Let me prove it to you. You've got everything you need. It's all right here inside of you, inside your precious heart.
It's time that we enjoy. before it's dark infinity. So tell me, what do we got to lose?
Great block of local Wisconsin goodness. We heard from Beth Keeley, who you can see raising funds on 118 for Girls Rock Camp with a show featuring gin, chocolate, and bottle rockets at the Red Rooster. And then we heard some Brett Newsky. Who? The Newsky, who has the good sense to pack up his guitar and head to Florida until the snow and coldness has gone away. Maybe you're in Florida. Maybe you're listening on the Civic Media radio app. If so, you're lucky, and you can catch all the local stuff in the southern lands, too. Bing Bong is going to take us to break right here on Max Inc. Radio. brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Looking for a home shouldn't feel like crawling through air ducts. That's where the Aaron Weber Group and Compass spring into action. Yippee-ki-yay, dream house seekers. The Aaron Weber Group helps you through the toughest real estate markets. Buying, selling, saving the world. They can do it all. You're looking for peace and tranquility, not Nakatomi Plaza. Get the home you deserve, only less stressful. Go to movetomadison.com. The Aaron Weber Group. No shoes required.
Welcome to the neighborhood, pal.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Welcome back to the last half hour of this very special extended after-hour show. We brought you back with the Shake 'Em Up and the Heavy Looks. You can see them on the 3rd of January at the Burr Oak. We also played Work. We hope you were able to catch their holidays work party at the Burr Oak on Friday. If not, don't panic yourself. Pack a lunch. Get up to Duluth. You can see the show again at the Bent Paddle or on the 31st at the Blue Duck in Rochester. Leaving town for the funk is totally out of the question. Well, we've got you covered right here in the after hours. The annual Wisconsin Funk Fest is happening on 111. Mama Dig Down's brass band will be there and a whole bunch of other acts. And we'll connect you because we're cool like that. We have all the details out there on maxincradio.com.
Oh, we've got CDs. Maggie, how's that CD? You like this?
It's awesome.
Maggie says it's awesome. It's got her seal of approval. Talk to us on the break. Here's an early on our Hmong theme song. Jurassic era. It's called Mondo and Rondo.
With silence again. His father is hungry. His mother is jealous. Now how can he listen? His ears are too thin.
Hey!
future, one on the past, and nothing in between. One hand is hungry, the other is frightened. The rest of the picture remains to be seen.
Those were the drummy sounds of Joey B. Banks, who for sure will be at the annual Wisconsin Funk Fest on 1/11. I'm going to leave you now with some Brian Drewer. Why? Fingers crossed, we'll get to see him this upcoming year in 2025, probably around the summertime. See you next week, everyone, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Severe weather hits and the power goes out. Do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
The Todd Allbus Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. So far, there are only two confirmed survivors out of the 181 people who were on board a South Korean passenger jet. It was a Boeing 737 operated by Jeju Air when it crashed at landing.
Video from the scene of the crash showed the landing gear was up when the plane touched down, indicating malfunction. Authorities announced that there was a bird strike warning right before the accident. While South Korea's Ministry of Transport is in the scene investigating the cause of accident, a temporary morgue is being set up at the airport. Hakyung Kately, ABC News, Seoul.
In the U.S., 15 people were hurt, including three firefighters, when a Brightliner passenger train collided with a fire truck in Delray Beach, Florida.